Let's turn to our Bible reading for this morning. It's quite a short one. It'll be very well known to most of you. It's found in John chapter 3, 14 to 18. And we'll be focusing on the most famous verse in the Bible, in the world, John 3, 16. Now, this Bible read, just a little bit of context. There was a story in the Old Testament about Moses, and they were in the desert, in the wilderness, and snakes had invaded the camps of the Israelites, and the snakes were biting people, and they were poisonous snakes, and some of them were getting ill, and some were dying. And God had the solution. He told Moses to make a copy of the snakes, a bronze snake, put it up on a pole. And then anybody was bitten, all they had to do was to look at the pole, at the stake on the pole, and they would be healed. And that was a picture, of course, of what was going to happen to the Lord Jesus. He was going to be lifted up on a cross. And all we have to do is to look to him and believe in him, and our sins are forgiven, and we are at peace with God. You'll see that as I just read through the passage. But just so perhaps some that aren't familiar think, oh, what's all that about? So here we go. John 3, starting at verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man, that's Jesus, must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. So that's the reading, focusing on that wonderful verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Well, the time has come for me to introduce you to some friends of mine. And let me put the first one up. Who's laughing? Oh, Rob. What? Okay. This is Major Smith. What is he?
A pea.
A pea? Oh, come on. Although I must confess he could be a pea, but he's not a pea. He's an apple. Thank you. Major Smith is an apple. He's got a very famous relative. Anybody? Granny Smith. Thank you. Major Smith is a British soldier. He's very proud, very smart, as you can see. He has very good manners. He's always very well dressed. Major Smith thinks he is a very good person. He thinks he is a very decent chap indeed. Major Smith likes giving orders. And he likes it when the soldiers salute him. It's very important to Major Smith what people think of him. He likes them to think he is very good and very important. But when he makes mistakes, he hates having to admit he is wrong. One day, someone asked Major Smith what he thought about God. "Well," he said, "I think God is very important, a very good person, and a very decent chap, just like me." And then they asked him what God thought he was like. Major Smith said, "Well, I'm sure he thinks I'm very good. And he must get very annoyed with people who are not good like me." If we could open Major Smith up, I wonder what we would see, what he's like on the inside. Well, shall we have a look? Grace, I'm going to open up Major Smith now and see what's inside him. Oh dear. Major Smith is not as good as he thinks. He has a worm of sin that is eating him up. He's an apple, and there's a picture of the worm there, Grace. And one day, this worm of sin will destroy him. There's only one thing worse than biting an apple and seeing a worm in there, isn't there? Yeah, thank you. Seeing half a worm in there. Major Smith doesn't realise that God says in his book, the Bible, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It tells us that in Romans 3 and verse 23. Well, we're going to come back to Major Smith later on. But just for a moment, I'll put him away. Oh, this does have potential to go terribly wrong, by the way. Okay. Well, let me introduce you to my next friend. Okay. What is she? A plum. Thank you. I say she because Major Smith could equally have been a lady, and Victoria Plum could be a man, although not dressed like that. And we could be any one of these characters. Oops, not following my notes. Well, Victoria Plum is a plum. It's Victoria Plum. Victoria Plum is very shy. She thinks she is very ordinary and very unimportant and very plain, and that no one is really very interested in her. Victoria Plum doesn't have very many friends, and she gets hurt very easily, especially when people say unkind things about her, and she is often very sad. One day, someone asked Victoria Plum what she thought about God. "Well," she said, "I think God is very important and very busy." And then they asked her what God thought about her. "I'm sure He is far too busy to think about me because I'm not very important. I wonder what we would see if we opened up and looked inside Victoria Plum. So I'm just going to open up Victoria Plum now. Oh. Oh dear. She has lots of very painful bruises because of all the unkind things that have happened to her. No wonder she doesn't think she is very important. She doesn't realize that God says in his book that she is loved, honored, and precious in his sight. You'll find that in Isaiah 43 and verse 4. And she doesn't realize that God says, and I will heal your broken heart. It tells us that in Psalm 147 and verse 3. We'll come back to Victoria Plum a bit later. Let me just put Victoria away. Got two more friends for you. What is she? A what? Peach. She's a peach. It's obviously a peach. What? I've done this before. Nobody's ever said a grapefruit before. It's Penelope Peach. It's obvious. Penelope Peach. Penelope Peach. I didn't hear that, I'm probably pleased. Not very ripe. We shall see. Have we got any Penelope Peaches here, I wonder? Penelope Peach is very beautiful, and she knows it. Penelope Peach is always the center of attention. Penelope is very loud and always has a lot to say. And of course, although my characters were men and women, it can apply to any of us, whatever our gender. I'm a little bit too much like this one, I think, loud. Penelope always gets her own way and sulks if she can't have what she wants. Penelope only really thinks about Penelope. One day, someone asked Penelope what she thought about God. Well, she said, I never really think about God. I'm too busy living my life and doing what I want. And then they asked her what God might have thought about her. I don't know, said Penelope. I never really think about God. I only think about me. I wonder what we would see if we could look inside Penelope peach. So let's have a look. The suspense is killing, isn't it? Oh. Oh dear. Penelope has a hard heart of stone because she only cares about Penelope. She doesn't realise that God says in his book, I will give you a new heart. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. It says that in Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. We will come back to Penelope Peach later on. In case you hadn't grasped grace, it's a peach with a stone in it, and she's got a heart of stone. Oops, let's put the Penelope back on. I've only got one more character to show you, but I've got a lot more to tell you. Now, before I put this up, some people, I don't know why, think that this is a peanut. It isn't. It might look a little bit like a peanut, but actually, this is Percy Potato. Actually, it's not Percy. It could be Percy, but in my notes it says Peter. So I'm going to change his name to Peter. It could have been a Percy, but so as I don't get too confused, I better stick to Peter. Peter Potato is very happy most of the time. He is very friendly to everyone. He doesn't worry very much. He always has time for other people. He is very kind and thoughtful. Ooh, let me get rid of Penelope. One day, someone asked Peter Potato what he thought about God. Well, he said, God is great and I love him. And then they asked him what God thought about him. He loves me so much, he said. He sent his only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for me, so all my sin can be forgiven. Now, Jesus is my best friend, and one day I'm going to be with Jesus in heaven. Well, I wonder what we would see if we could look inside Peter Potato. Let's have a look. You're missing all this, Les. No. Well, as you can see, Peter Potato is completely clean. No worm of sin, no bruises, and no heart of stone. He knows God says in his word, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You also know Jesus said, and you can join in with this if you've been to the last two all-age services. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Revelation 3:20. Some are doing the actions. Revelation. Yep, okay. Peter Potato has opened the door of his life and let Jesus in. Before I get back to the story, I just want to tell you about a friend of mine whose name is Rob. And some years ago now, his wife got wonderfully saved, gave her life to the Lord Jesus in quite a remarkable way. But I'm not going to dwell on her. I want to stick with Rob. And Rob wasn't a believer, but he supported his wife and went with church with her and was very supportive, although he didn't believe himself. Then he had a change in career. And he decided he wanted to become a personal trainer. And he thought he ought to get some sort of qualification. I don't know what qualification they get. But anyway, so he went and undertook some training and to get a qualification to be a personal trainer. And as part of that, he had to study how the body worked and all the various parts of the body. And as he looked at the body, over a period of time, he came to realize there's no way this happened by chance. This had to be created. He didn't at that point think, well, God did it. He thought there must be a being. But over time, from what he saw of the experience of his wife and at church, he came to realize that it was God that made us. Our bodies are just too intricate and too wonderful for it to have happened by chance. He came to the conclusion there's no way we could have evolved. We were made. And not long after that, because I'm involved with Oak Hall, as some of you know, a Christian organisation, and I first met Rob on one of the camps we did and got chatting to him, and then the following year chatted again, and the following year he came, hallelujah, he's given his life to Jesus. And everything changed, and their life has changed, and God's doing amazing things. But it was all because as he studied the human body, he said, this is far too wonderful. There's no way this could have happened by chance. This has been made by God. And he gave his life to Jesus. So, how wonderful is that? And let's get back to Peter Potato. Oh, let's put him back together, shall we? What was that? Call him Spud. Well, if you wish, you could call him Spud. I don't know what he would think about that. Peter Potato has opened his life to Jesus. I wonder what Peter Potato would like to say to Major Smith, Victoria Plum, and Penelope Peach. This is what he would like to say to Major Smith. Major Smith, you're not as good as you think you are. God has said that everyone has sinned. But Major Smith, if you will admit your sin and open the door of your life to Jesus, if you will ask God to forgive you because Jesus died for you, then Jesus will come into your life and forgive your sin. I wonder what he would like to say to Victoria Plum, if I can find her. This is what Peter Potato would like to say to Victoria Plum. Victoria, you are very special to God. He loves you. Jesus came to heal your broken heart and give you a new, wonderful life. Open the door of your life and let Jesus in. And I wonder what he would say to Penelope Peach. Penelope, you need to realize that there is a God who loves you and can take away your hard heart of stone and give you a new soft heart so that you will love and care for others more than yourself. Penelope, open the door of your life and let Jesus in. And what about you? And what about me? Do you recognise yourself in any of these characters? Are you a Major Smith? I've been a Major Smith, still am sometimes. Don't like to admit it when I get it wrong. Perhaps you're Victoria Plum and you've been hurt. You need to realise this morning how much God loves you. I've been hurt. I know what it feels like. But I know God loves me. Are there any Penelope Peaches here? Anybody that will admit to it, I might ask you to put your hand up. I've been Penelope Peach sometimes. Hard-hearted. When God tells me he wants me to love all. But I'm pleased to say, I know I am a Peter Potato. Nearly said Percy. I know I am a Peter Potato because when I was 18 years old, somebody told me about Jesus. And I opened the door of my life and I let Jesus in. And he's forgiven me for all my sin. And I know I belong to him. And I know I will go to heaven one day and live with him forever. And sometimes I'm still like Major Smith and I get it wrong and I need to come back and say, I'm sorry, Lord. And sometimes I get hurt, like Victoria Plum, but I know Jesus can heal the hurts. And sometimes I'm hard-hearted, like Penelope Peach, and God has to renew that soft heart within me. But I know all the time I am a Percy Potato who belongs to Jesus, who is forgiven for his sin, and one day I will go to heaven. Do you know whether you are a Percy Potato? I hope so. What we're going to do, we're going to sing again, because we're just coming to the end now. And we're going to say a prayer. If you want to say the prayer, if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I've never given my life to Jesus, you can do that this morning. Open the door of your life, let Jesus in, and he will come in, because he promises to. And if you're sitting there thinking, I know I'm a Percy Potato, but I've wandered. I'm not close to Jesus like I used to be. I've got the worm of sin and I need to get right with God again. Well, you can say this prayer. I've said this prayer before when I've not been as close to Jesus as I knew I ought to be. And if you're feeling like that this morning, you can say this prayer and know that Jesus forgives you immediately and he wraps you in his arms and says, come home. So the prayer I'm going to pray after we've sung is this. So just think about it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me so much. You died on a cross for me so all my sin can be forgiven. Please forgive me for all my sin. I ask you to come into my life. From now on, I want to live in a way that is pleasing to you. thank you that one day I will live with you in heaven forever. Well, just think about it. If you want to pray that prayer, perhaps you don't need to pray the prayer because you're fine with God and you know you love him and he loves you. You might just want to pray it anyway, just as a sense of reaffirming your love for God and that you know he loves you. Can I just say, we're going to pray this prayer in a moment. Can I just say, there is no age limit to letting Jesus into your life. There's no lower age limit. There's no upper age limit. When I was at the warrior camps I used to be involved in, there's a missionary came one year. She was absolutely certain. She knew, I received Jesus when I was 3 years old. And there's no end of stories of people late in life, 100 plus, that have given their life to Jesus. So there's no age limit. You can come to Jesus, whatever your age, whoever you are, whatever you've done. So, if you want to pray with me, then that's fine. But I'm going to pray this prayer for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me so much. You died on the cross for me, so all my sin can be forgiven. Please forgive me for all my sin. I ask you to come into my life. From now on, I want to live in a way that is pleasing to you. Thank you that one day I will live with you in heaven forever. Amen. And I'll just say the grace. If you want to join me, do so. And then you've got time to stay and chat until we have our next meeting. If anybody did pray that prayer, tell somebody. If you tell me, I'll be absolutely delighted. Would love to pray for you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Okay. And thank you for putting up with my stories.